I'm calling the October 14th, 2022 meeting of the Arizona Board of Occupational Therapy Examiners to order at 1:36 p.m. On behalf of the board, welcome to all our members of the public attending this afternoon. Moving to agenda item 2, which is our roll call.
Okay, Barbara Paulson.
Present.
Charlene Marbs.
Present.
Christopher Daly.
Present.
Dr. McAllister.
Present.
Our executive director, Jaina Dimatra.
Present.
Mark Harris, our assistant attorney general.
Present.
And basically, Roe and myself, present.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 3, which is declaration of conflicts of interest. I'm just going to go ahead and poll the board members to determine if there is any kind of conflict of interest. Mr. Daly?
None.
Ms. Marbs?
None.
Dr. McAllister?
I am on the agenda as a renewal.
Wow.
For myself.
Okay. And myself, I have no conflicts. So thank you. Before we review agenda item 4, I would like board staff to confirm the date of 4C, that it is January 13th. Is that correct?
Yes, sure, that's correct.
Apologize.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let's look at our next 3 meeting dates. At this time, does any board member have a conflict of attending?
This is Charlene Marks. I have none.
Chris Daly, none.
Point McAllister, not at this time.
Great, thank you. And I do not have any either, so good. Okay, moving on to line item 5, which is our consideration and possible action on complaints and investigations. We'll begin with agenda item 5A1, which is an initial review of a complaint against Brenda Long by the Director of Rehabilitation of Life Care Center of Tucson. I'm not sure, is Jennifer Jochum with us? No, okay. The complaint alleges that on September 8th, 2021, Ms. Long, while an employee at Life Care Center, misrepresented services provided. On September 9th of that year, Ms. Long was suspended pending an investigation that was conducted by the Director of Rehabilitation and the Executive Director of the facility regarding a patient not receiving therapy services that were scheduled. In an interview during the investigation, the interview conducted with this patient, the patient stated that she had not had therapy, nor did anyone explain therapy to her for 2 days. In this investigation document, Ms. Long maintained that she did complete 25 minutes of services. Quote, I educated the resident on her skilled OT goals that were established. I educated the resident on home exercise program utilizing a red TheraBand, and I demonstrated the home exercise program and explained that when she was allowed to participate in therapy, we would be working on these exercises. A meeting was scheduled on September 15th to discuss the findings of the investigation, and Ms. Long submitted her resignation effective September 16th. It is also noted that Ms. Long provided the board a personal statement on her actions on the alleged date. So the crux of this was that the patient had received a medical order from her doctor that she was not to engage in any kind of therapies at this time.
Did you want me to respond to that?
Right. Before the board moves on to any discussions or questions, if you would like to take 3 to 5 minutes to directly address the board, we welcome you. Before you start, if you would clearly say your first and last name as this is being recorded.
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Oh, my name is Brenda E. Long.
Go ahead, Ms. Long.
And am I now going to explain the what happened that day?
Well, the board has had access to the personal statement that you sent.
Okay.
So do you have anything that to add to that or offer more clarification?
In my termination outline, timeline of events from Life Care, Cody Bell stated that he entered the patient's room and he asked the patient if she participated in therapy that day. Mm-hmm. At that time, the patient spoke to Cody Bell instead, that the therapist did come by, but the patient declined because of doctor's order. And then the Cody Bell said that he noted that there was red TheraBan and an education note laying on the patient's bedside table. At another time, a half hour later, on this timeline of events, they Life Care said that the patient denied that I was there. So he made two different comments and they're conflicting.
Okay. And Mr. Bell is the executive director there?
Yes. Cody Bell was. I don't know who is now. Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I would only like to say that the accusation against me of not doing my job for 25 minutes is their word. They have, no one was there, no one saw me. They're just stating this out of hearsay. There is actually no proof, so it's their word against my word. And the patient did say that I did come by and I did leave this TheraBan, and that, well, the patient, first of all, was sick. So she wasn't feeling well. So she probably did not remember everything I did and everything I said, but I was there, and I did spend 25 minutes getting there and educating and giving home exercise programs.
Well, thank you for sharing your side of what happened. I do have a question. This is Charlene Marbs, and I'm one of the board members.
Yes.
Would you please explain why you decided to resign and not, I guess, fight this initially? I'm curious about that.
I'm eager to answer that question. When I went in that day, I have a paper saying that I was terminated. That's what the paper says. Cody Bell talked to me and said, "Now, Brenda, it would look better on your resume if you have resigned instead of saying you were terminated. It would be better for you to say that." And so I did. If I could go back, I was there pressured at that moment. My mind was all over. I was devastated. I was like, what is happening? So under pressure, yes, I did write that I resigned. I wish I didn't do that. But I have a paper saying I was terminated. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I'm confirming your statement that you do get unemployment benefits. Is that correct?
I did. Yes, I did. I get my unemployment benefits, and of course, a long time ago, they did run out. But yes, I was very thankful for that.
Okay. And so now you're wanting to reinstate your license. Is that correct?
I would like to keep my license. I did not pursue another career at this moment in case I would have to quit again because my license was is no longer available. So I didn't pursue that career right now, but that's what's holding me right now, holding me back from looking for a job, yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, Ms. Long, let me just clarify. So your license is expired at this time?
No, my license is good until July of 23.
Madam Chair, this is Vicki. Her license is good through June 19th of 2023.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to make sure that I was understanding that correctly.
Yes.
Ms. Long, you worked at the Life Care Center in Tucson for 11 years?
Yes, I did.
So let me ask you, is there a written policy on the procedure or protocol to follow in an instance of a patient being unable to receive the scheduled therapy due to being sick or doctor's orders or whatever? Is there any such protocol?
I don't know if it's a written policy, but I know it's a verbal policy in the whole department, is that they drill into you, get the minutes. You need to do education. You need to do home exercise program, but you need to get the minutes just in case a resident refuses therapy, or in this case, her doctor said that she should hold off on therapy. But all the members of our team at Life Care and Rehab did the same thing. It was always get the minutes, education, and home exercise program.
Okay, so have you ever, if a patient, you know, either has doctor's orders or is just not feeling up to it on a specific day, have the option when you're recording your minutes, is there something, is it like a missed appointment or some coding that way?
Yes, you're right. Okay. We could put in the computer that it was a missed. Yeah, it was missed.
Missed, okay.
But they stress. Again, they stress, first you try to do education, and then you try the home exercise program. That's stress, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is Quentin McAllister. Just real quick, I just want to kind of reinforce, I've worked at Life Care Center as both a CODA and an OTR, and it is very much encouraged to get your minutes and see the patient, and it is definitely within the reasonable bounds to bill for exercise program and education. So
correct.
Just wanted to reinforce that.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Quentin.
Yes, absolutely.
During your experience. Any other questions or comments?
Is there anyone here from Life Center on the call, Madam Chair?
I do not believe so. That would, well, I guess Mr. Bell is no longer there, and I don't know if the Director of Rehabilitation, who put forth the complaint, is still there.
This is Shana. Ms. Joaquim, I believe is pronunciation, was invited but did not confirm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we go into the executive session to get legal advice.
I'll second the motion, Quentin McAllister.
Seconded by Dr. McAllister. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Darlene Marbs?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Dr. McAllister?
Aye.
Motion is passed, and we will move into executive session. Sorry, I can't talk today. Executive session at 1:53 p.m. So members of the public are going to be moved into what we call the lobby at this time.
Can I ask what happens now? What should I do? I'm on the phone.
Okay, we're just going to go into the executive session. Stay where you are, okay, Ms. Long?
Okay.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Mark Harris. Does anybody have directions for me, since I'm appearing telephonically? How would I join you?
I'm going to be moving everyone to the lobby, and you will not be moved.
Okay, so you have the ability to move. Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in the lobby that is there on behalf of the board to make sure that I'm not inadvertently being heard?
You will not be heard. Once I put them in the lobby, I lock the meeting, so no one can hear anything that's in the meeting.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Vicki.
You're welcome. Caller four is Dr. McAllister. Can you say hello?
Hello.
I believe he's
four. Did you get my caller number?
Yes, you're four. Who else is on the line, can I ask?
Oh,
Vicki.
I got Mr. Harris, and I've already moved Ms. Long and Dr. Q. I have a six.
Regina is on there, who's a member of the public. Do you see
as
that?
As well as Allie, member of the public.
Okay, one second. Let me get, I do see Regina. Okay, so Shana, Mr. Daly, Charlene. And I apologize now. I have 7 and 8. Can you speak? The one who just had spoke, I apologize.
Yep. Allie, member of the public.
4 7. So I have a 5 and an 8. So who else is on? Who else is on the call besides the board?
This is Alyssa Oakley with King Paris, Creek, Hillwood and Blair with Phaedra Anioko.
Okay, you're caller 5. I'll be moving you to the lobby. Thank you.
Thank you.
Myself, Forrest, Dr. Q. So we still have a caller, user 8. Who else is on the call besides our AG and the board?
Maybe you could just move them anyway.
Yeah, Ms. Marbs, are you just on the video?
Yes, I disconnected my phone call.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to have to because I have myself listed as Ms. Whiteford and Ms. Paulson, Dr. Q, Mr. Harris, Shirley Marbs, Chris Daly, and Shannon. So 8 is moved to the lobby. Okay, so now I do have myself, Arva Paulson, Dr. Chu, Mr. Harris, Charlene, Chris Daly, and Shayna. And now let me lock the meeting. The meeting is locked.
Thank you.
Oops, and I just lost my video.
Are we good?
Yes, we checked.
Okay.
Her video.
Yes.
I'm all right, on. Mr. Harris, I've got my action flow chart in front of me.
Good. I hope it's the color-coded one.
No, it's not.
Well, how can I help?
Well, so my question is, we have a complaint that was from 2021, mm-hmm. undefended by the complaint. A person that was forced to resign instead of termination, and I know that happens, that's not, like, uncommon, and who wants to defend the complaint so that she can have her license. Her license is not expired.
Right.
But the complaint is stopping her from working?
Not necessarily, no. Other than she might have to disclose it on an application.
Okay.
And I think she said she didn't want to start another job not knowing the outcome of this and then have to quit that job.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So for our options would be to dismiss it, if I dismiss it without, or just dismiss it.
Dismiss it, right.
Okay.
Or
maybe dismiss it with probation or something?
Well, you could dismiss it, but with a non-disciplinary order for continuing education. That's the only type of probation that you could put on it.
I'm done with my questions.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, so finish your sentence.
Thank you. I apologize. Your non-disciplinary options are just as you just described, Ms. Marbs. Dismiss the complaint, or issue a non-disciplinary order for CE. If you believe that maybe her conduct did violate your practice act, then I think the next step would be to invite her in for an informal interview. But that's only if you think that she, you know, did something that, you know, constituted unprofessional conduct. And just keep in mind, just because you do that, at the end of the informal interview, you can still dismiss it or, you know, issue a non-disciplinary order for continuing education. Those are still options that are available to you in essence, you're just continuing it to another meeting so that you can basically do a redo but have the ability to impose discipline if you think, based upon the information, it's appropriate to do so.
Thank you.
Do I understand, Mr. Harris, that in open session, if we're looking at a violation, it would have to be tied to a statute?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And what you'd have to do is, you know, take a look at your definitions of unprofessional conduct and identify the one that you think is most applicable to the allegation that, you know, she's being accused of.
And
so not providing services and saying you did.
Okay. And if, when we go back to open session, if the board decides that the allegation is not serious enough to warrant a disciplinary action, we could dismiss and still issue a letter of concern, but no.
I'm looking at your statutes, and I see dismiss a non-disciplinary order for CE, or issue a letter of concern, yes. So that's also, I apologize, there's three things. The letter of concern is non-disciplinary, and you would just need to provide Shana with some guidance as to what your concerns are so that she can incorporate that into the letter.
Okay. And I just want to clarify from Dr. McAllister and Mr. Daly, or at least Dr. McAllister, you confirmed what she said about the minutes and education and home exercise program. She was on
and
point.
Ms. Marbs and Mr. McAllister, before you answer, is it okay if we do that in open session? We're in
okay.
Executive session just for legal advice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bobby.
You know, is there any follow-up, though, that may be a legal question that you might have based upon that? Or are we good to go back into open session?
I believe I'm good.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Okay. You're good?
Yeah, good to go.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I have to get my recorders ready to push record.
Okay,
so do I push? I can't remember. Do I push record once we get back into?
Well, you could. Why don't we do that? You know, bring everybody back and.
Okay. Yes. I'm good.
I can so relate.
I'm good. Okay. Select all. Let in. One second, Madam Chair. Recording.
We are back in open session at 2:05 p.m.
Madam Chair, I had a question for Dr. McAllister. Dr. McAllister, you confirmed what Ms. Long stated in regards to the treatment center, that they pressed that minutes, that the therapist get the minutes in by, you know, talking to the patient about home education and our home exercise program, educating the patient. Is that correct?
Correct. It's a pretty common practice across most SNFs as well.
Okay. So she would have not had to enter a code that said no treatment
given. She did what she should have done.
When I do patient education and for home exercise and things like that, I've always billed them under an appropriate code and documented educate for home exercise program, blah, 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 in the documentation. So I would have, me personally, I would have billed, you know, I think she said 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I would have billed that 25 minutes as exactly, you know, patient education, home exercise program, provided, you know, read TheraBand or whatever the case may be, and put that in. And a lot of times patients will not acknowledge that as that they had therapy and that they did therapy, because they might not have necessarily did what they would have thought of as a therapeutic intervention or a full session or something like that. So, I mean, I've had patients like, oh, I refuse. I'm like, oh, well, let me go over education and this home exercise program, and it'll kind of, you know, help us both out, so to speak. And a lot of patients are open to that, not realizing that, you know, you are technically participating in therapeutic intervention then by being educated and trained on how to do, you know, exercise or, you know, different things.
Can I follow up on that with you, Dr. McAllister? If you were putting that, you know, of course you're going to put into the system, you know, what you did or didn't do. So could you just put therapeutic, or would you have to be more specific with the word education in there to differentiate between therapeutic therapy or session or education or not?
It would fall under one of the billing codes, and forgive me, because I've been out of that setting for like 5 or 6 years now. I can't remember if it would have been like a 5:30 activity or a 1:10 exercise. I don't remember where it usually falls in under, you know, what billing code or ADL training. And there's different codes, and I just don't remember where exactly that would fall in for that at this point, because I don't work in the setting anymore. But the documentation can be done a number of ways. So where you're indicating, you know, home exercise program, or, you know, taught patient to do upper extremity strengthening. We all do our documentation a little bit differently, so there's a lot of a leeway and flexibility on how that would look too.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Ms. Long, do you remember how you entered that information?
It's been over a year.
I know, and if you can't, I totally understand.
And I do write little notes. There's a place to write, you know, what you did and why you did. So I'm absolutely sure that I stated what I did. And a thought just came to my mind is that, what the other gentleman was talking about, the patients of what they think of therapy. This was the patient's, like, first day. So, again, besides her abdominal wound and not feeling well, like he said, this is probably not what she thought therapy was.
Thank you for that.
And Ms. Long, this is Chris Daly. Just to confirm with you, from your recollection, what happened that day would be considered standard practice at your facility. Is that correct?
You are absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to make a motion that we dismiss this complaint.
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
Second by Mr. Daly. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlene Lars.
Aye.
Christopher Daly.
Aye.
Dr. McAllister.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Harris, would we have to put any justification with it, or are we good?
Nope, I think you're fine. Thank you. I think the discussion will represent that.
Thank you so much. All right. Ms. Long, do you have any other questions or comments?
I have none, but thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And, you have a good day.
You take care.
You too. God bless.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for talking to me.
Absolutely. All right.
Am I done now?
You are done. We welcome if you want to stay, but if you want to get on with some other things, you can end the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Moving on to agenda item 5A2, which is a complaint against Angela Hacker by Zachary Patterson. Do we have either of those individuals in the meeting today?
Madam Chair, I believe Angela Hacker is on. It looks like she's muted.
Okay.
I am not sure about the individual.
Okay. Thanks. So the complaint facts listed by Mr. Patterson include one that Ms. Hacker violated ARS 36-569-2-D, which is a definition of neglect that says intentional failure to carry out a prescribed treatment plan for a client. His second point was that Ms. Hacker violated ARS 12-2293-A, which reads, release of medical records and payment records to patients and healthcare decision makers. The A is except as provided in subsections B and C of this section on the written request of a patient or the patient's healthcare decision maker for access to or copies of the patient's medical records and payment records, the healthcare provider in possession of the record shall provide access to or copies of the records to the patient or the patient's healthcare decision maker. Mr. Patterson's third item was that Ms. Hacker shared his daughter's, and I quote here, PHI, which is personal health information, thank you, Mr. Daly, with people that I do not believe should have been shared with, and requested that ROI, release of information, that I signed for her to release and disclose PHI with others, unquote. Mr. Patterson alleges that Ms. Hacker has discriminated against his daughter's disabilities. Ms. Hacker has provided the board with documents specific to the IEP, as well as multiple emails responding to Mr. Patterson's questions and concerns. Ms. Hacker.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Barely.
I'm trying to figure out how to get my camera on, too, and I can't figure it out.
Well, your volume is better now.
Okay, I'm getting closer to my computer.
Okay, thank you. Before we move on to discussion and questions, is there anything you would like to share with the board at this time?
Not that I haven't already shared with you guys. I think I sent off a good 12 pages of documentation.
Yes, you did. I
was going to say, I wasn't sure how much you needed.
So. We thrive on lots of information as a board.
Good. All right, good.
So thank you. Um, So I'm just going to ask one question of you just to verify, because from what I read, that you had explained to Mr. Patterson the difference between medically based therapies and education based therapies. Am I correct?
Yeah, I was trying to explain to him that, you know, school based therapies, we don't, you know, through ADE, we do not accept, you know, doctor's prescriptions, or I shouldn't say don't accept them, but don't follow necessarily doctor's prescriptions for therapy in the school setting. And that's something, you know, through ADE here. And he keeps bringing up all the medical stuff and bringing in, you know, the medical information. And so we did end up testing her again, and she was no longer showing a need for occupational therapy as a related service to her IEP. And I, at that point, discharged her because she was no longer showing that need, and then she was not happy with that.
It's been my experience for all the years I was a teacher that no parent was ever happy when their child wasn't going to get OT anymore.
I know.
You're a very popular group of professionals. On the intentional failure to carry out a prescribed treatment plan for the client that Mr. Patterson brought to the complaint, is that what you're speaking about, is that this student still has medical issues?
Yes.
Or and appointments and
yeah.
Yeah, and so that's where that's coming from, a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah, I think her neuropsych or something like that, that she was, you know, seeing. I mean, she continues to receive a lot of medical services, you know, even prior to discharging at school. She was already discharged from the medical, you know, from PCH, and I've had contact with the therapist there because he did fill out a what do you call it? Thing so that I could, you know, talk to her other therapist. So that was, you know, taken care of early on when her OT at PCH and I did, you know, discuss her care and collaborate that way. But she had since been discharged from PCH and was really only receiving OT services at school at that time.
Okay, thank you.
I do have a quick question.
Sure.
The multiply disciplinary team did agree collectively, other than the parent, that she no longer needed OT based on the MET data?
Yes, 100%. So there was our SPED director was in with us, you know, Mr. Patterson. The student was also there. Her teacher, the resource teacher, her para that worked with her during the day, as well as the speech therapist and the counselor. So we were all there. We were all in agreement. And a lot of that came primarily from the teacher, the resource teacher, and the para that works with her, you know, on the daily, you know, routine, in her daily routine, the one that she typically sees.
Right.
So, yes, we were all in agreement that she had, you know, she was no longer showing that need for direct OT services as a related service to, you know, her IEP.
There were a lot of data-driven decisions by the team, which is...
I don't know how much conversation is needed further. For me, I would like to make a motion to dismiss this complaint.
I
hear a motion, Mr. Daly. What do you say?
I just want to give Dr. McAllister a second to finish his thought. Sorry about
that.
Oh, no, that was the motion. I was just saying I'd like to make a motion to dismiss.
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
Second by Mr. Daly. All in favor?
Sorry, Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlene Larbs?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Dr. McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. So this complaint is dismissed. And I'd just like to give a shout out to Ms. Hacker and her team. Boy, great documentation and parent communication and a job well done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I finally figured out where my video thing was.
I know. So it's
an I want to thank you for providing all the documentation. That was very helpful. Greatly.
Okay, I appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, I'm in my fifth year at school. So
what's that?
I can understand. I'm in my fifth year at school, so I can understand how stressful and frustrating it's been.
Yes. Yes, but I thank you guys for finally getting me in here so I can, like, get that off my shoulders. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Thank you.
For being patient.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
You too.
Agenda item 5A3. Is that complaint against, and I'm not going to get your first name correct again this time, I don't think, Phaedra Antioco.
You did it perfect.
Thank you. I was so bad the first time we met, so thank you. The board reviewed this complaint filed by Regina Seaman and Hendrik van den Brink at our February 2022 meeting. At that time, there were many questions, but there was a question regarding whether the client received a written plan that included goals and treatment methods that would be used in her therapy sessions. So at that time, the board requested that Ms. Antioco provide such documentation. And you did. We received multiple therapy notes, progress reports, was made available to the board. And I'll just take a little sidestep here to say, on behalf of the board, I apologize on the length of time until this matter was put on this agenda. But we've been in kind of a tough spot. So, is there anything you wish to share with us, Ms. Santiago, or your legal counsel at this time?
Oh, thank you. I feel we were able to speak openly the last board meeting, so I'll decline to say anything. I'm just happy to answer any direct questions the board has for me.
Okay. And thank you for that. And let me extend the same courtesy to Ms. Seaman. You're on the call. Is there anything you wish to share with the board at this time? Okay, tech support. I see her name, so is she still on the call? Is that what that means? Not. Regina?
They may have it muted because it does show she definitely is on.
She's on, okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes, well, we can hear you.
So my name is Hendrik, and I'm talking on both behalf of Regina and myself. And I just want to say that we have not received any therapy notes. And under, I believe, HIPAA guidelines or whenever we request something like that, we should receive those, but we have not. So I'm not sure what she has written down as her notes, and I won't be able to give proper comments on that, not knowing if what she wrote down has been the truth or not.
Okay. Ms. Antioco, would you like to answer that? Is that the case that your former clients have not received any of those?
I guess when the patient requests them, they were not requested.
Okay.
They were.
So, Mr. Vandenbrink, am I understanding you're requesting those right now? Is this an official request for those?
Yes, it is.
Specimens?
Yeah, we would like to receive those notes and review those.
Okay.
Madam Chair, and maybe this is for our attorney. This is Vicki. SDF, are we to submit those documents to Ms. Seaman, or are those to come from?
No, Vicki, this is Mark. No, that would be just a request made directly from the client to the professional.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Harris. I just wanted to make sure we had done things right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else, Hendrick?
It's Hendrick. That's okay. No, not at this time.
Okay, because you are no longer a client, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and you were reimbursed for funds that you felt you were owed. That happened?
No.
Correct?
Partially, yes.
Okay. I think I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session at this point for legal advice. Do I hear a second?
This is Charlie Marbs. I second.
Thank you, Ms. Marv, seconded, and we're going to go into executive session at 2:28 p.m. We are back in open session at 2:44 p.m. Are there any comments or questions from the board?
This is Chris Daly. Just wanted to recap from our last meeting. The ask from Ms. Antioco was to supply the complete medical record in order for us to review and confirm those documents pertaining to this case. And just wanted to state for the record that I thoroughly reviewed those documents, and the medical record was fully complete and more than satisfactory.
Thank you for that, Mr. Daly.
I think I would just like to add, Quinn McAllister, I'd just like to add the fact that, you know, these medical records that we're discussing are, in fact, the record. If we're looking at a dispute of whether it's this is the truth or not, the medical records are created and are would be considered the fact as established. So, you know, that's where we would get into his word against her word, and there would be no legal justification for that. So I would accept these medical records as fact of what took place in those sessions and evaluations at that time.
Thank you, Dr. McAllister. Ms. Antioco, do you have any comments on this?
No. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we dismiss this complaint.
Oh, second. Sorry.
Who was that? Dr. McAllister?
McAllister. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say why I thought so, but that's okay. So, all in favor?
You probably still should. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, we've had a conversation about this in depth before, and I think the conversation from both the complainant and Ms. and Tiago, was that there was definitely some significant medical things going on during this time frame. Ms. Seaman, you know, has some very significant struggles. And a lot of it was, well, they say, you say, I say, and we just really didn't have any hard data on most of the interaction. It was in Regina Siemens and Mr. Vandenbrink's decision to end with this provider, which is their right. They made the decision. He has requested notes, and so I think it's done. So.
And Kristel, I'd just like to add to that, if I may, that upon review of all of the objective documentation, there was no clear violation of any Arizona revised statute whatsoever.
Thank you. All right.
Oops. Charlene Marv, I'd like to add, I think it was in good faith that Ms. Antioco refunded a portion of the patient's money as well, in addition to everything else you all have stated.
Thank you for that, Ms. Marbs. All right, so I made a motion. It was seconded. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Dr. McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. This complaint is dismissed. I thank you, the participants, for being with us today, and Ms. Seaman and Mr. Vandenbrink. I encourage you to go forward and contact to get the information that's available that you want. So thank you for making time for being here today.
We definitely will do that. I do want to add that right after the meeting, I had emailed Karen Whiteford, and upon that, I had received no information from her anymore. Even from Vicky, I asked her for information, never got the information. So I do want to add that we are disappointed in how the board has been handling this whole situation. It wasn't until Shayna took over and started communicating with us that there was a little bit more better communication, and that's where I would like to leave it.
And that is your right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, take good care.
Members of the board, this is Alyssa Ilsey with Ms. Antioco. We just wanted to say thank you for your time and consideration today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Line item. 584 is a consent agreement. It was for license with probation of Patrick Romero. And is Mr. Romero here with us today? Based on the findings of facts and the conclusion of law of failing to renew a license while continuing to practice occupational therapy, the board offered and Mr. Romero agreed to a consent agreement that included being on probation for 1 year and required 6 hours of continuing education in the area of medical ethics. Mr. Romero has completed his year of probation and has provided the board with documentation of his successful completion of his courses. If no board member has any comments, I move that the board staff send a letter of completion to Mr. Romero on the consent agreement. Is there a second?
This is Charlene Marks. I second.
Thank you, Ms. Marks. Second. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlene Marks.
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Dr. McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. A quick note on agenda item 5A5, which is a consent agreement of Natalie Garland. I need to tell you that this was a clerical error being on this agenda. So we are going to move on.
Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations on winning your case. I had to yell and say that because I'm so excited for you. Wow. I just listening in and heard him say that the woman was saying, she was suggesting dismissed, and then the guy seconded it. And she's like, all in favor, and then they started talking some more, and then finally he got around to it, and like, okay.
Is that you, Mr. Romero?
Very happy. Very, very, very happy.
No.
Congratulations.
It's number, we got a new caller, 9 and 10.
Oh.
They need to, it is the individual that was on, they must have been on a call as well. That was probably 8, but I don't see it any longer. Can I ask who's on the calls? Besides the board members?
Allie Sixsmith. Member of the public.
Sorry, what was your name?
Allie, member of the public.
Allie, that's 7. She's been on. Well, we did lose 10. Maybe that was it. Is there another caller on besides the board? That's odd. Is Sonette on the call? Okay, I don't know, but I don't
I don't either, but if it was Mr. Romero, I didn't want to ignore him, but I don't know what that was. So moving on to line item 6A1, which is an initial application disclosure by Sonette Griffin. Is Ms. Griffin with us today? Okay.
She had stated she would be because she was unable to get, she provided the documentation she had.
Okay. So let me just recap briefly that Ms. Griffin was arrested for a class 1 state misdemeanor of assault and battery in December of 2018, to which she pled not guilty. Ms. Griffin provided the board with a warrant of arrest document, and on that form, which was a little challenging to read, for me anyway, included a box that read, tried and found with a not guilty checked as of March 6th, 2019.
Yes, Madam Chair. She did contact the courts and was unable to get any documentation at all. She just wrote her statement.
Thank you, Vicki. Any thoughts from board members on this?
This is Chris Daly. Considering there's no crime of moral turpitude and the length of time and the apparent non-guilty verdict, I would like to make a motion to approve the application.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlie Mars?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Dr. McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously, and your license application is approved. On to agenda item 7. I move that the board ratify the 220 initial renewal and reinstatement applications approved by the executive director. Is there a second?
This is Charlene Marbs. I second.
Thank you, Ms. Marbs. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlene Marbs.
Aye.
Christopher Daly.
Aye.
Dr. McAllister.
I'll abstain. Includes my own life.
That's right. So the motion passes. Three ayes and one abstention. Is abstention the right word?
It is.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right. Moving on to agenda line item 8. I think we're going to hear from our fearless leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Ms. Ganatra.
So review of board staff activities. The board staff are working on processing initial complaints that have come through, and that will be addressed at the next board meeting. And we'll give the board members some time to review that information since there are multiple. Otherwise, board staff is working hard to continue with board activities at this time. Moving on to 8B, I've set up a meeting with the Thensha staff to address the Thensha transition for our board, and they will provide a demonstration at next month's meeting as requested by the board members. Any questions?
Not for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know you're very busy. Moving on to agenda item 9. Do we have items for next meeting's agenda?
I believe Ms. Ganatra said that NCF would provide the demo then. Is it then? In our next meeting?
That's correct, yes. The next meeting in November.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what Ms. Marv said.
NCF will provide a demo at our November meeting, okay. So that should be part of our agenda.
Okay. Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 10, the call to the public. Looks like we still have some members of the public there. If you have a question or comment to address the board within the issue of an issue within our jurisdiction, we encourage you to speak up at this time. Not hearing any comments or questions, I'm going to move on to agenda item 11, adjournment. And seeing that the board has no further business on this agenda, I am adjourning the meeting at 3:00 p.m.